What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 148, Strong the Iron Will Way. I wanted to address this question. I've been getting a lot this week. I don't know what it is about this week that this is going on so much, but I've been getting a lot of questions about intermittent fasting and a couple other concepts. But that seems to be the one that's particularly kind of hot right now, which is ironic and interesting to me because in, I don't know, I guess when you're on kind of the inside track of all these things, intermittent fasting has been, quote unquote, a thing for like 7 years. So it's just reaching kind of mainstream saturation now, but it's really nothing new. And I'm not even going to get into the details of what it is. More important than what it is I think the fact that so many people are asking about it and wanting to try it and jump on board speaks to something bigger, which is it just happens to be the, I wouldn't say a fad, that's almost got too much of a negative connotation, but that's like the hot way of approaching this thing now. And as if you've been around health and fitness even for a little while, you'll know that this is nothing new. You know, these things, there's a book or a doctor or a celebrity or a, you know, thing in the workout world, in the nutrition world, in the health world that comes around and is the thing for a period of time, and then a new thing replaces it. And what I want to talk about is not that specific thing, but the fact that the problem is everybody wanting to get on board the new thing. So what that tells me is whatever you're currently doing isn't working because your eyes are always open for this new thing, right? So if you're always chasing that shiny object, that tells me, number one, that you're not getting the results that you want to see from whatever your current shiny object is, right? So you're constantly distracted by these other things. Now, when I look at this, here's the thing that's interesting, and I've talked about this before. If you were to go into a bookstore, and yes, there are still some physical bookstores around, not too many. I love the bookstore, man. So you go into the bookstore, go into the nutrition section. Let's start with that. It's not so bad with the workouts, but nutrition, forget it. There are 50 bestsellers at any given time in the world of fat loss, weight loss, and whatever. Most of them written by somebody pretty knowledgeable and pretty well researched, and they're pretty legit. So what I would say is you could pick up any one of those fucking books, and if you followed it as it says for the length of time necessary, you would get results. Period. End of story. But how many people do you know will say they tried The Zone, they tried Atkins, they tried Pritikin, they tried Paleo, they tried Vegetarian, they tried, you name it, they have tried it and it didn't work. I would challenge almost anybody that says that to see if they actually did the program as prescribed. Not their own fucking version of the program. The program as prescribed. And did they do the program and stick with the program for long enough time for it to work? And then stick with it so that it keeps working. Because none of these solutions are permanent. You know, you don't lose 30 pounds and then just keep it off by switching back to your normal diet. It's got to be maintained. You know, you don't start an exercise program, get to where you want to be, and then just stop and it stays there. I wish it worked that way. That'd be awesome. It doesn't work that way. Okay. So the success of these different programs is really not in the program, because all the programs are good and all the programs are effective. It's in the ability of the individual to stick to the program and actually do it, right? And continue to do it accurately and for a long enough time, or forever, really, right? So what makes one program better for somebody else than the next is how closely it lines up with their kind of with them, right? Their lifestyle, the things they like and don't like. Intermittent fasting, you know, not eating for long periods of time and then eating all of your calories in a short window of time. That works well for some people because that's how they like to eat and it suits their nature, okay? So that person might find a lot of benefit from intermittent fasting, where somebody else that just doesn't, their lifestyle doesn't, that's not suited to how they live or they like to live, they might find that, you know, let's just call it paleo, which is not restricted by time necessarily, but restricted by different types of foods and things are recommended or limited. Maybe that works better because that suits them better, right? So I wouldn't say there's a difference between intermittent versus paleo in effectiveness or any, pick any two. I'm just picking two random names. I wouldn't say there's much of a difference in effectiveness between a lot of these different plans. The difference is in how well can you or said person stick to the plan. And that's going to be it, okay? So when we talk about workouts, it's very similar. You know, should I be following a bodybuilding training program? Should I be following a powerlifting program? Should I follow a triathlon's elite program? Should I follow a boot camp program? Should I follow CrossFit? Really depends. I mean, obviously a little different. Depends on your goals. If your goal is to compete as a bodybuilder or build big muscles, then you should be following a bodybuilding program. Because if your goal is big muscles and you're following a triathlete's program, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Or vice versa. If you're a triathlete and you're following a bodybuilder's program, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So that would be the first determination. But then it's like, if you're just saying, I just want to work out, I just want to get in shape and get fit, which one should I try? That would just depend on what you're genetically suited for and what you like. So if you like the feeling of what it feels like to do a bodybuilding program, then you're most likely going to stick to that. If you enjoy... You know, if you're not so focused on the appearance of the muscles and that stuff, but you really like getting stronger and seeing those numbers on the bar and on the charts, then you're going to want to follow a powerlifting program or maybe a little bit of both, right? If you are really more into athletic performance, maybe you're going to find a sports training program. But you get where I'm going. It's really about finding a match for you. It's not about which diet plan is superior. It's which one kind of matches your lifestyle, and which one will you stick with, because that's really going to be the determining factor more than the program. Assuming that we're following a reasonable program, and there's going to be some really bullshit fad diets out there, but if you're following something that's been written by somebody who's got a degree in the field or a good reputation, or somebody who is a performance coach or an athlete that's worked with a lot of athletes and has experience and proof, then you're good. Then it's just a matter of finding the one that sticks. And I think the reason I wanted to mention this, because it's really that concept for everything. So I was just talking to my chiropractor just left, and we were talking about how I went to a workshop once, about a training workshop with some of my coaches, and the guy teaching the workshop, who I love, is awesome. Yeah, he gave the example. He said, "All right, so how many of you guys are here to learn, you know, the next, the you're going to the blah 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 workshop next door, which is going to be about techniques for training for explosives, techniques for training explosive strength, or techniques for training the posterior chain, or this and that." And everybody's raising their hands. He said, "Great." He said, "Now, you guys all think that's going to make you a better trainer, a better coach?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "All right, now I'm going to give you guys an example. How many of you guys know that eating broccoli is good for you?" Everybody raised their hands. Okay, now let me ask you, how many of you guys eat broccoli yourselves? Maybe let's imagine, pretend there's 10 people, 7 people raise their hand. So 10 people know it's good for you. These are all coaches and trainers. 10 of us know it's good for us. 7 of us actually do it ourselves. We tell our clients to do it, but only 7 of us actually do it. How many of your clients eat broccoli every day? I'm being facetious, but you know where I'm going with this. So let's say 7 people ate it themselves. 4 people say their clients eat broccoli every day. So all of you guys know you should eat broccoli to be healthy, but only 7 of you are doing it, and only 4 of you can get your clients to do it. So you do not need to learn more about what's healthy to eat. You need to learn more about how to get yourself and your clients to actually do it. That's what you guys should be getting better at. And it was like a light bulb went off. And he said, you know, you guys are spending way too much time trying to learn more techniques, more exercises, more tricks of the trade, but where you're not seeing results with your clients is that they're not actually doing what you're asking them, telling them to do. So what you need to get better at is getting them to do this stuff. You don't need a new exercise, right? We all know that squats and lunges, let's say, squats and even better, let's say squats and step-ups. If all you ever did was squats and step-ups, you could have a great butt, great legs, be super, as strong as you needed to be, only doing those two exercises, okay? You don't need to learn 50. What you need to do is get your clients to do those two exercises consistently against resistance, progressive resistance, harder, get stronger, do more reps, do more weight. Do them consistently two or three times a week for years and years, and you could build a monster athlete or physique with just those exercises, okay? So spend your time getting people to do them and keep doing them rather than coming up with 15 different versions of them for them to do, right? Huge. And this applies to you guys as individuals. You know, instead of looking for the next big thing, realize that just pick a thing and actually do it, okay? Because I see this all the time also in the workout world, where everybody finds out about a new place opened up and it's got a new thing and they're gonna go try that. Instead of doubling down on the thing that they're already doing and actually following it to the letter and committing to it and doing it really, really, really as prescribed, it's kind of easier to keep jumping ship and trying new things. Because when you first try a new thing, also guys, whether it's an eating kind of style or a workout program, it's exciting because you're like, all right, I'm excited again. This is going to be the thing. I'm hopeful. I'm energetic. So you do everything right. Okay, whatever they tell you to do at the gym, you do it. Whatever, however they tell you to eat, you do it. But then once that excitement wears off and you realize no matter what the program is, no matter what the diet is, the results aren't going to come that quickly. And reality starts to set in, then you start going, oh, okay, right? So that's one part. The motivation starts to fade a little bit because you realize that, like everything else, it's not going to be instant. Some of the novelty wears off just because new things are cool. And then what you also realize is to actually get the results that you want, no matter what program you're following, I don't care, is going to be hard. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take sacrifice, no matter what. When that starts to kick in, that starts to overtake the pain and the challenge of that starts to overtake the novelty and the newness of the new thing. So then you're right back where you started, and even worse, you just lost, call it 2 months of progress that you had gained on the other thing. Because just when the other thing started to get hard, you bailed because you thought there's got to be something easier, better. And this is usually a subconscious thing. You're not making a decision to wimp out. You're just doing it because that's your body's way of finding an easier path. And now you lost 2 or 3 months because you're chasing this other rabbit. Okay. Now it's kind of switch again. But if you go back to your previous thing, you're back where you started. And this kind of cycle continues over and over. So I'd encourage you to be self-aware enough to know that this is what you're doing. So when you start getting tempted to try that new diet or that new workout program, check yourself for a minute and say, am I even following the program that I'm on? First of all, am I even on one? Because that's important. The one that I'm on, am I doing it as I'm supposed to do? You know, did my trainer, my coach tell me I should go 4 days a week, but I'm going twice? Well, if you're going twice and you're supposed to go four, then you're not following the program. So you can't say that it doesn't work. You have to follow it four times. If he says to go 6 times a week and you're going 4 times a week, that's not the program either. If your diet says to eat this way 90% of the time and 10% have whatever you want, and you're eating that way 60% of the time and 40% have whatever you want, you're not on the diet. Okay, so give your current program and your current diet like a fair shake and actually do it as prescribed. Now, by all means, if it's not working for you for some reason, change it, but don't change it because it's not working if you're not actually doing it. I hope that makes sense, but this is very important. I see this all the time, and all it does is lead to frustration after frustration. So Everybody that's been asking me about intermittent fasting, about this, about that, all of them would be just fine following whatever of the other five programs we've talked about in the past if they just stuck with it and did not get distracted by the new things and continuously veer off of it. And I would finish this by saying, you know, what my chiropractor and I were talking about as well is there are a lot of things that people just know and don't really need to be taught. Everybody kind of knows what to eat and what not to eat. Now, the details, yes, that's where it gets tricky, but everybody can know certain things that are just black and white. Drinking too much, not good. Smoking, not good. Got to stay hydrated. Drink lots of water. Yes. Don't be dehydrated. Don't go all day and not drink water. Yes. You get the idea. Exercise. Yes. Sedentary. No. Half the time, all people need is to follow those rules and just do that. They don't even need the detail of specific things with eating, specific things with exercise. This person that is not sure of those things is not exercising at all or exercising very infrequently. Is not. This person is still cutting out, is still eating fast food. Everybody knows that fast food is not good for you. So if someone is still eating fast food, they don't even, you shouldn't even be, if you're still eating fast food on a regular basis, you shouldn't even be asking the question about intermittent fasting or paleo. Stop eating fucking fast food. And when you haven't done that for 3 months, now let's take the next step. You know, if you're not exercising at all, don't worry about bodybuilding, powerlifting, CrossFit. Fucking exercise. Pick one. Doesn't matter. Do something and start. See what I'm saying? Have a good day, you guys.